Hello, welcome to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And the Sharks find their winning ways, find some offense as they shut down the Sens in a 5-1 victory. So we're going to talk about the Sharks, Erik Karlsson's brilliance, and kind of how this team's starting to look now. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked on Sharks.
Your Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, JD Young, contributor at Fear the Fan, San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked on Sharks your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can watch this bad boy on YouTube as well. And the Sharks take advantage of a second period where that was one of the best periods we have seen from the Sharks in a very, very, very long time. And I have talked many of our of Erik Karlsson's brilliance, and we saw it again tonight. But you know, the Sharks, they started this game really sluggish, and you wondered how they were going to respond from the Rangers game, where David Quinn basically called them soft, said he was terrible performance, et cetera, et cetera. And the first period, it looked more of the same from the Sharks, right? They had three shots on goal and just we're kind of lucky to be in that game. Ottawa completely dominated the first period if it wasn't for Noah Gregor. Noah Gregor going burr. Congrats to Noah Gregor. Felt very much like, oh no, Noah Gregor not again after hitting the post. And then like 20 seconds later, has a really nice goal where he kind of just outweights the goalie and is able to score there. But pathetic, terrible effort from the Sharks in the first period. Just kind of getting pinned to their own zone, not being able to kind of do anything offensively. And then they flipped the switch in the second period. And that, again, just how dominant the Sharks were in that second period, it's outstanding. All situations, all situations. So the Sharks did have a power play that they scored on in the second period. They started like 8 seconds of shorthand time, but shot attempts, Corsi four. This is the second period only. 38-15. Shots for 21-8. Shots at the Sharks had 72% of the shot attempts in the second period. Scoring chances for 26 scoring chances. Put the perspective, the Sens the entire game, all situations had 33, and the Sharks had 26. In the second period, compared to the Sens 8 in that period. High danger chances, 9-3. Expected goals for all situations, 2.47. So they expected to have 2.5 goals. They scored 3. So Erik Karlsson leading the way, though. This is the Erik Karlsson Power Hour part of the podcast. So he he had what? Apparently Erik Karlsson, he's supposed to have 30 points. They took one away. Curse you NHL. He's at 29 right now. Still, bum. What a bum. Get him out of here. Erik Karlsson, trade him. No, Erik Karlsson, amazing. The Sharks 21 shots on goal. Karlsson had 6 of them in the second period. Was just absolutely dominating fools in the offensive zone in the second period. Took Tim Stutzle's soul at one point. I don't know if he ever returned it or not, but just doing whatever he wanted, setting guys up, amazing passes. You know, he should have apparently, I guess, Kunin touched the puck. So on the hurdle power play goal, I guess Kunin touched the puck. Cowards for taking that away from him. He deserved it. But I guess it was a double tip there. But just absolutely what we have seen come to expect from Carlson this season. And when he decides I'm going to be the best player on the ice, he's the best player on the ice, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. So, and we continue to see that again tonight. So, but everybody in that second period kind of really, you know, help generate offense. Again, when you put up 21 shots and you have 38 shot attempts in a period, that's a complete team effort. So, you know, and they did a good job of they chased who was it? Was it Forsberg who started the game, or Talbot started the game and then Forsberg came in? You know, didn't seem very sustainable having three goals on the first seven shots, but the Sharks, though, they won that game in the second period, and they really kind of, they showed a good job of kind of closing out, and, you know, they turtled in the third period, but you can do that when you have a three goal lead and the other team just isn't generating offense. So, sluggish first, but I mean, we've seen the Sharks where we haven't seen that full 60 minute performance, but we've seen spots of 20 to 40 minutes where they can show that they can play with a lot of teams. I'm not going to say every team, but they can play, you know, and that second period, you can put that up there, put the highlights or put the tape up with any period the Sharks have put up this season. And I feel like that 20 minutes is something you can build off. So I don't expect you to continue to shoot 38 shot attempts a period, but if you can keep doing that, you're probably going to start winning more and more games. So before we continue, we're going to kind of dive into the nitty gritty, of course, of the actual game, you know, look at how the line, each line performed, and talk about Kaapo Kähkönen's return to net tonight and why he needs to kind of get more. If you missed my episode yesterday, but Kaapo Kähkönen needs to play more. Before we kind of dig into that, let's take a quick break. Talk to you guys about our friends over at Bet Online. Today's episode is sponsored by Bet Online. They have you covered as the number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. You can get all the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football, you have NFL going on right now. You have basketball, you have NCAA basketball, you have soccer. If you want to bet on World Cup, they've got you covered for that. Esports, everything you need under the sun at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They're the fastest and easiest way to get all your betting fixed. So head to their website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so let's kind of dig into some of the nitty-gritty of this game where, again, the Sharks were blown out in the first period. It's kind of lucky that the Sharks weren't trailing by more. So all situations, expected goals. The Sharks' first period had 0.27 expected goals for. They got one goal off of Noah Gregor and gave up an expected goal of 1.1. But it felt like the Sens were kind of doing whatever they wanted in that period, and was a little unlucky that they weren't able to kind of mount a bigger lead. Kaapo Kähkönen, you know, made some big saves when he had to. But as for the forward line, so the LeBanc, Hurdle, Meyer line continues to just be hot fire. 12-18 time on ice, 19 shot attempts for, 11 against, 63% of the shot attempts. Actual shots and goal were 10-6. Had a goal, gave up a goal. And then their expected goals were 0.49, which was easily the best on the team. And then kind of what we've seen, right? 8 offensive zone starts, 6 neutral zone, 4 defensive zone starts as well. Bad. This was a kind of a tough night for like a Tour line, which had been playing well, but they definitely did not have the type of night that you would expect. And actually seeing these numbers right now is a little surprising. So I think, though, you have to kind of look at like the first and the third period for this line. As the first period, we know everybody played bad in the first period, and the third period you had a 3-goal lead and were kind of just trying to run out the clock, right? But 12-12 time on ice, only 3 shot attempts, gave up 17. So 15% of the shot attempts for them. Actual shots on goal was 1-13. So 7% of the actual shots on goal. Didn't give up a goal, of course, didn't have a goal. And then the expected goals allowed was actually was 0.9. So they actually almost, that, you know, that was out of all the lines, that was kind of the worst of them. But, you know, a little worrisome there. They did, of course, 7 defensive zone starts, 2 offensive, and then 5 neutral zones. So David Quinn continues to rely on this line to kind of hold down, you know, play those tough defensive zone minutes. So, yeah, whatever. Matt Nieto, you're probably asking, what about Matt Nieto's goal? Was that a power play goal? Oh, my goodness. Where did the Matt? I guess they don't. He was, this looks like it was in the middle of a line change, so he didn't qualify with the amount of minutes played. So, wherever the Matt Nieto goal came was. So, we did have a bit of a change, especially in the bottom 6 here. Nico Sturm didn't play. They didn't say it was the head shot that he took in the Rangers game, but it probably was the headshot that he took in the Rangers game. He did practice this morning, but I guess I'm assuming maybe he's having some symptoms, and so they held him out. Hopefully they are. We know with hockey players, especially your, you know, sports players, where concussions, they try to rush them back and stuff. Like, please just let Nico Sturm rest. Hopefully he gets better. So you don't want those 2 concussions in a row. That's where you get into. Yeah, bad news bears right there. So, Sturm was out. You had a third line of Gregor, Bonino, and Luke Cunnin. So they played 7:34 time on ice, 6 shot attempts, 4-8 allowed. Actual shots and goal was 1-4, but they made the one count. Noah Gregor again, he hit the post, and then 20 seconds later. So again, post hits do not count as shots on goal. Even though you literally hit the goal, it does not count as a shot on goal. I don't know. Don't ask me. It never made sense to me. But you literally hit the goal. Got a pretty fair distribution of starts with 3 offensive, 2 neutral zone, and 4 defensive zone starts. And then the fourth line was Oscar Lindblom, Steven Lorenz, and Jonah Gadovich. 6:12 time on ice, 5 shot attempts to 6. And then actual shots on goal was 2-3. Expected goals for was 0.29. So generated a little bit of offense, and then got favorable starts with 2 offensive zone starts and 3 neutral zone starts for that line. So again, we've seen kind of all season long with the Sharks, of it's the Tomas Hertl, Timo Meier show, and everybody else can kind of, you know, just do what you can. But they continue to be awesome. The actual like raw shot totals, Timo Meier had 9 shots on goal tonight, leads the NHL now with 104 shots on goal this season, which is absolutely insane. You know, I talked about way before the season started of how he could become an actual 90 point scorer, get those goals up, and then you know get some more, get some, if your assists kind of stay the same and you kind of increase that goal mark into the kind of 40 range, you got a chance of being 90. Just keep shooting. That's what Timo Meier is doing. You know, and it was good to see Hertl get a goal tonight as well, too. He's been kind of getting close, like how we saw with Timo Meier, where you could see the signs were coming before he finally broke through and has kind of gone on the streak that he's gone on for the past 10 plus games now. You can see the same thing with Hertl, right? Where he's kind of like, he's getting the shots aren't, I'd like to see Hertl shoot a little bit more. I think he's kind of deferring to Timo Meier a little bit too much. Maybe he just wants to help his buddy get paid, right? Let Timo Meier get paid by force feeding him all the shots so he can score all the goals. But Hertl, though, I think a breakout's coming. I would not be surprised if we got a 2-goal game from Hertl within the next like 3 games. So they got the Kraken, who've been playing really well. Then you got the Kings as well, and then they play Vancouver on Sunday, then they head to the East Coast with Montreal. But I wouldn't be surprised if we get a Tomas Hertl 2-goal game in there. The Canucks game right there, I'm kind of circling just because their defense is poo poo platter Vlad, so yeah, that's my pick. Two goals for Timo Meier, for Tomas Hertl against the Canucks. But yeah, and then the defense, you know, I thought played pretty well tonight as well. Nick Cicek, you know, continues. David Quinn's gonna have a decision to make. Šimek should be available for Wednesday. He's gonna have a decision to make between Cicek and Šimek. I think Cicek's played pretty well. He got into a fight, if that's your thing tonight. But I think you're gonna have a decision there. I assume he'll probably go back to Šimek. I wonder how long Cicek will hang around before they send him back down to the Barracuda. But I think in the way this game, you know, I think in his small sample size of a couple games here, but I think Cicek has kind of played pretty well so far. You know, he's expect a goal. Like, he's not going to be an offensive of type of guy, but he's been kind of hanging in there, you know, when it comes to, like, the Corsi numbers and stuff like that. He was 39% tonight, which, and yes, that sounds bad, but Benny was at 33, Ferraro was at 33 as well. Matt Nieto at 27, Logan Couture at 22%. So again, like, those guys were kind of getting caved in, you know. But like, among the defensemen, like, Vlasic was at 60%. Awesome for Vlasic. Carlson and Megna were, you know, above 50% each. You know, I think Cicek kind of he's been doing pretty solid. He's been doing a solid job for the Sharks this, you know, so far. And so we'll see. I wonder if, my guess would be Cicek goes down, Scott Harrington comes back up, because you can just let Scott Harrington sit on the bench. And then if you need to play Scott Harrington or send him back down type of situation, you can do that. And because you want Cicek to keep playing and keep developing. Like, I'd rather him play on the Barracuda. If he's not going to play on the Sharks, go play on the Barracuda and let Scott Harrington play. So we will see, because I know the Barracuda are scheduled to, I think they're traveling here soon. Down south. So I mean, it's not like you can't just send Cicek down south or whatever. So but it'd be interesting to see what they do with that decision with Šimek and Cicek, because I think Šimek's played pretty well this season. But again, you know, he's played pretty well, I think, in the spots as well. So Ferraro continues to, like I said, Ferraro continues to do Ferraro things. You know, I think he's playing too much, to be honest. Not too bad tonight. Only 17:52. The Sharks were kind of able to roll their defensemen a little bit more. Cicek only played 12:14. So I assume, yeah, that's probably not a good sign for Cicek. I bet Šimek comes in for Cicek. So, you know, but again, you were up. You were up in the third period, so you'd assume that you'd be able to kind of roll your defenseman a little bit more there. Benning played 21 minutes. Vlasic played 18. Magna played 20. And then Carlson played 22, which, well, Carlson, he did play a lot in the second. He played like 11 minutes in the second period, so that's why his numbers are probably a little bit inflated. And I think they kind of rested him a little bit more in the third period there. But so yeah, big decision, I think, for Quinn on what to do. I assume they'll probably send Cicek back and you'll probably see Harrington come back up, and then Šimek will probably draw back into the lineup. So let's get into some goalie talk, talk about Kaapo Kähkönen's return. But before we do that, let's talk to you guys about our friends over at Simply Safe. It's holiday season. It's officially holiday season here. We have Thanksgiving here on Thursday for people who live in the United States. If not, it's almost holiday. I guess it's holiday season for everybody. But holidays, though, property crimes go up, like burglaries, package thefts, big time for all that stuff. So that's why Simply Safe is here to help with 50% off their award-winning security system. So that way more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order the Simply Safe system for half off today. Enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. In emergency, 24/7 professional agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real, so that we can get priority police response. Great thing, though, is they have this awesome app. So if you're out, you're maybe like Christmas shopping, you're out at a holiday party, doing whatever. You're, you know, out going, looking at the lights. That's my family, that we like to drive around, look at the lights, because I guess that's the thing we do. But you can always just pull up the app, check out, see what's going on at home, because they have cameras. You can put cameras inside, you can put cameras outside. They have your house covered with sensors, everything you need. So go check out Simply Safe right now, especially right now. You don't want to miss a chance to save big on a security system. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe security system at simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. Again, this is the biggest discount of the year, so do not wait. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right, Kaapo Kähkönen. I thought he looked good tonight. I wanted to see Kaapo Kähkönen play. Again, I talked about with Reimer, he was on pace to, after the first 20 games, Reimer is on pace to start like 57, 58 games, which would be career highs for him. You got to see what you got with Kaapo Kähkönen, right? You traded for him last offseason. You gave him a new, you know, last trade deadline. You gave him a new contract this year. He's going to be on your team for the next 2 years. You got to kind of start to rebuild that confidence of what's been a pretty sluggish start for him. And I thought he responded well. A little jittery at the beginning, especially, but I mean, that's expected when you haven't played in, I think it was 11 days off for him. But you know, I thought he made some big saves when he needed to make. You know, looking at his numbers, it was, so he had all situations, stopped 37 of 38. Expected goals against was 2.8. He gave up one goal tonight, so it's good to see. 974 save percentage. But if you listen to yesterday's podcast, I talked about how the high danger save has been kind of his bugaboo this year so far. Eight high danger chances, eight saves. So there you go. That's, now can we build on it? Can we string together two good starts? And, you know, I hope we get back to a little bit more of an even starts here. You know, you got Seattle, you got heading up to Seattle on Wednesday, the Kings on Friday. I assume James Reimer is starting on Friday. He had the new sweet reverse retro mask. I don't remember seeing Kaapo Kähkönen. He might have one, but we'll see there. But you got to see if you can start stringing a couple of these together here. So mid danger saves, he was 11 of 12 there. So that's where he gave up the one goal, the Stützle goal. Tim Stützle. I don't know why I like slur his name. And then 17 of 17 to low danger. So the Sharks did a really good job of kind of making his life easy. Yes, that's a lot of low danger saves, but those are the saves that you're expected to make, right? You know, the Sharks did a much better job of kind of creating those high danger chances for themselves. You know, for example, the Sens goalies, they only had four high danger. That's weird. All situations. So kind of the same thing. So the Sharks had nine high danger shot attempts, while like for Forsberg and Talbot, and they, Talbot had zero high danger saves, and Forsberg, he did have seven. But the mid danger ones were what killed Talbot tonight, with he had three mid danger saves on five shots against. Man, poor Talbot had a rough night tonight. But you know, that's for I think the Sharks, like I said, with the defense, they did a good job of kind of pushing the Sens out a little bit and keeping them from getting those really good quality chances and kind of forcing them to kind of shoot from the perimeter, where Kaapo Kähkönen is much better with those kind of low danger chances. So hopefully, again, this is a stepping stone opportunity for Kaapo Kähkönen. He played really well tonight. I would throw him back in there against the Kraken. We'll preview that game tomorrow, but I think this is a good opportunity for him to kind of build some momentum. And I know the Kraken are off to a really solid start this year, you know, behind Martin Jones, kind of rediscovering the fountain of youth there. But I think it's a good opportunity for Kaapo Kähkönen to kind of build off this, especially after having 11 days off, to kind of get your head right, kind of refocus, you know, work on what you needed to work on. And, you know, maybe it's, you know, a combination of, you know, technical things, and then just kind of refocusing your energy and refocusing, you know, on the mental side of it. And we know with athletes where it's mostly, it's 90% mental for them and then 10% just the physical thing. So hopefully, you know, sitting kind of behind Reimer and letting Reimer, you know, kind of take the load right now. And now maybe Kapokaukana can kind of repay the favor and take some of these games and kind of, and ease the load off Reimer. So but I was pretty impressed with Kapokaukana tonight, made some big saves when he had to. There's a one of the power plays where Tim Stützle was, he got a pass and was just kind of screaming down the side, and Kapokaukana stood tall, you know, kind of was able to slide over, hug the post there and shut down a nice Tim Stützle. I'm so glad the Sharks didn't draft him just because I wouldn't be able to say his name. I'm sure I'd get it by now, but I just like kind of slur his name for some reason. But for Timmy Superstar, shout out to the Sens guys there. He did a good job of shutting down a really prolific scorer in Stützle. So yeah, so that's going to be it for me tonight. Be back tomorrow. Get you guys ready for the Kraken game. And then maybe tomorrow night, keep your eyes on your feed. You might have a special drop. It'll be the tomorrow, or it might be on Wednesday. Aaron Dell is joining the show. So got him scheduled for tomorrow. Going to talk to everyone's favorite Frozen adjacent character, Aaron Dell. Kind of talk to him about what's it like being kind of the dad on the team with a bunch of children running around. So really looking forward to that interview. So make sure you guys check on your feed. So you're actually probably gonna have six episodes. I'll have a recap for you guys on Wednesday night after the Kraken game. Get you guys ready for the Kings game on Friday. And then who knows, maybe there might be some fun stuff. Friday I'll be doing a live viewing of the game. So guys keep an eye out. Follow me on Twitter at my fry hole. You can follow the show on Locked On Sharks at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Listen, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, Amazon Music. When you're done with this, go check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. So for your second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard, behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. And that'll do it for me. Till then, bye, friends.